capitalize on the reality of how tough it's going to be and how rewarding it's going to be once you go through that initiation stage. Get out there and enjoy losing, for a couple of years, knowing that that's what it's going to be like.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Wealthypreneur Podcast. This is episode 9. I'm your host, Ashish Sakal.
And I'm Sogut Pradhan. Today, we have a very special guest, the one and only Mr. Ricky Karuth himself, all the way from Alabama. Mr. Ricky Karuth is a real estate agent. He's doing commercial and residential real estate. He's also a real estate coach, a very, very awesome coach here. And he also got into mortgage recently, right, Ricky?
Yeah.
So absolutely. I'm very honored to have you in our podcast. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. Why don't you tell us about yourself and share your story to our audience? Because some of the audience might not know you. So why don't we start off with that?
No, absolutely, man. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Now, I've been in sales here in real estate for 20 years. And, it's been a journey. I've been through a lot, to say the least. But here I am, right? So I'm just a hardworking guy from Alabama. And I like helping people. So great. I've been real successful as a single agent. I'm now building a team and a brokerage and an expansion team and a mortgage company. I wrote 2 books. I speak all over the world. I'm doing my own events now and, coach for free, right? So I became the world's first completely free coach. We've had 50,000 agents go through our coaching program. Wow. And what we found was 7 out of 10 get more listings, close more deals. 98.8% say they enjoy being an agent more. And we're just happy to actually make a dent and the difference in the world.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. So I have a question to you. Oh, go. Sorry.
Yeah, I like how, you're changing people's life. I found you before I got my real estate license, and I just started following you. I've been implementing all the things that you coach and all the videos that you provide on your YouTube channel. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. You're changing our life here. So what was your question?
Yeah, so my question is, like, obviously, the real estate journey, being an agent, because I'm actually in the process of getting my license and whatnot, right? It's not easy. It's very hard. And obviously, getting the license is one thing, but also, going out there and really selling, houses or helping people in general is another thing, right? Getting a lead. So, like, how did you start when you first began is my question.
Same way everybody else does, part-time. Thinking that it's going to be easy, and you realize really quickly that it's not going to happen as easy as you thought. You come in with really high hopes, and then those hopes get crushed, and then you just keep fighting. A lot of people can't stomach that first moment of disappointment, frustration. So that's what crushes a lot of agents. And they might not quit right then, but it crushed their confidence moving forward, and now they doubt themselves, they doubt the market, they doubt the industry, and they doubt the decision they made to get in.
Yeah.
And the winners just go out there and they don't really care about losing. They just want to go out there and do the work. And they know that if they do enough work over the long haul, they're going to be successful. So listen, I came up roofing houses and enjoyed that as a teenager. And so listen, would you rather, make calls in office or mop floors, or work at McDonald's, roof houses, frame houses, paint, be a landscaper, pour concrete, right? When you look at the options out there and the agents that complain about having to sit in a room and make calls, or, that they're not selling things fast, they didn't make a sale in the first 4 months. It took me 8 months to get to my first deal. Right. And you still see that today. You still see agents, it takes 8 months to get to their first deal, sometimes longer. So that the learning curve for real estate has not changed at all. Right. Even though technology's, 100x what it was, that hasn't changed the actual learning curve. Why? Because same reason real estate agents are still around today, because it takes time to develop the relationships needed to have a successful business. That doesn't happen overnight, regardless of digital and technology, which have made our lives so much easier. Without digital and technology, there's no way I could sell 100 properties a year, right?
Right.
I think just realizing the reality of how tough it's going to be and how rewarding it's going to be once you go through that initiation stage, get out there and enjoy losing, for a couple of years, knowing that that's what it's going to be like. The cool thing is when you go to college, right, you pay a lot of money to learn. You know, you're paying so thousands and thousands to go and learn. With this, you get paid to learn. You go out there and you get paid to learn the market, learn MLS, learn contracts, learn how to talk, learn how to build your database, learn how to show property, learn how to do listings, learn how to advertise. You learn how to brand yourself. You're learning, 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 learning. You're going to knock a few deals down here and there. You're going to get paid a little. You're not going to make $1 million your first year, but you're going to get paid to learn. And then you take those skills and go make $1 million.
Definitely.
Right? So it's an incredible industry. This is going to be here forever.
Yeah, definitely. And it's very hard, like, you know, for real, you know, like new real estate agents to get into this field and just making calls. And for myself, I've been following you, and my main source of lead is cold calling, and you're very heavy on that. And I like that you're building relationship with those people over the phone, and not instead of, you know, getting with them on the first call, trying to get a listing appointment right away. And a lot of other real estate coaches, like, they teach you how to be more aggressive, more salesy, and get that appointment right there and then. What is your thought on that? You're very different from that.
Well, you know, listen, I went through all that, right? I listened to all the mainstream coaching and training for a long time, and I applied their methods. And I can tell you right now, I was losing because that wasn't me. And I think 99% of agents out there, it's not them, you know? And if I can spread the message of, hey, you can actually be yourself and not be the high pressure, you know, hard sell, you know, agent, and you can actually be yourself and sell more property than you could if you went out there with this high pressure approach. You know, I just think that's why I started screaming this message, you know, a long time ago, was that nobody's really talking about it. And the fact that at the end of the day, what really matters is the size of your database. And if you're just trying to hard sell, hard sell, hard sell, you know, those people aren't going into your database. You may put their information in there, but they're never going to call you because they remember when you tried to pressure them into something they weren't ready to do. The reason why I've sold so much property is because I just do deals on their terms. I let them dictate, you know, listen, Mr. Prospect, Mrs. Prospect, what do you want to do? Okay, great. Let's do that. Instead of trying to say, what do you want to do? Oh, well, you know, don't wait 6 months. Do it now. What if we can get you a better price? What if this? What if that? I don't do that, right? I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know why they're thinking it. I want to help them do that. If they're wanting to sell next year, great. You know, there's been a lot of listings that they asked me what I personally thought about their situation. And I'm like, I think you should hold off for now. And they're like, I can't believe you said that, right? And then all of a sudden they're like, I could not imagine a real estate agent ever telling me not to sell. I was like, no, I think you should hold off for a second because, you know, whatever. And you know what happened? And listen, I never try to predict a market. I don't tell clients what I think is going to happen. None of that stuff. What I do is tell them what I think, right? And then let them make a decision. And so, you know, luckily, and I think part of the reason was they were still using the property and still enjoying it. And there was sentimental value there. And there was more stuff than just the market, right? But then there was the case of, well, maybe the market might come up. Well, the market did come up because that was like, whatever, 3 or 4 years ago. And they sold it a year or two later for way more money than we were talking about then. And, you know, there again, they just loved me to death, you know, because of the way that kind of transpired. So, listen, you know, but the thing is this: high pressure, you put them in your database and never call you. Low pressure, you put them in your database, they call you a million times, right? Every time they decide to do something, every time they got a referral. Which side of the coin do you want to be on? Do you want a database full of people throwing you business every day? Because I quit making calls in 2017. I'm still closing 100 deals a year, single agent status, just off my database. Why? Because those people love the way that I treated them through the process. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ricky, I also want to add something to what you said, because, you know, in life, you know, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, or, you know, being an entrepreneur or being a real estate agent, vice versa, right? Like you're a real estate agent, but you're an entrepreneur. You're building your own business. But with any business you build in life, right, it's all about providing value. And that's what you did. And the success that you have, you know, from zero to now, It's because you're providing value and you're not putting pressure into sellers saying, you know, you have to sell your home with me. You know what I mean? So I think that just separated you from like so many agents because of that. And I was actually talking to Sogoth about that. Like, you know, if you want to sell houses, provide something to the seller or, you know, or a buyer that, you know, that thing that they think is really good to them. Not wanting like, you know, oh, I just want your house. You know, I have, you know, you have to go with me. That's something that we shouldn't do as a real estate agent. That's what I think. Or as an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah. And I think that's going to push the prospect away more if you try to like pressure them and get their listing right away instead of building their relationship, building their rapport and, you know, following up with them and things like that. But
you definitely don't stand out, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely. Exactly. And like rug pulling, like, oh, you're saying, oh, when the seller says, oh, you know what, this agent, you know, I was talking to him, and then you go, and then you're like, oh, that agent, nah, he's not good. If you start doing that, then clients will start, you know, knowing, oh, he's this type of agent. Yeah. Okay, I need to, you know, factor some things in here so that I don't really, you know, get into his side, and you know what I mean? Because
you know what's so cool? You know what's so cool is when you get to where I am in the business, you're not competing with other agents anymore. Your clients are calling you, and it's the only agent they're calling, right? And so in the beginning of your career, you're they're interviewing three agents, you know, and you're one of those agents and you're really fighting over these deals, you know.
Right.
But you know, if you work hard enough, right, and if you realize that the only thing between you and $1 million a year are thousands of one-on-one conversations with people in your market, mm-hmm. right? That's it. And you just chip away at that number until you get to that desired income. Then you start to realize all this when you do get through that and go through all those and have all those battle scars of listing points you lost and this, that, and the other, you get to a place in your career. If you really ramp up the number of conversations you're having and build that database as quick as possible, you get there quicker, right? You could get there within 3 to 5 years than the 15 years it took me. And you could be in a place where your clients are calling you, you're not calling them. You're not prospecting anymore because you're too busy just closing deals. And these people aren't interviewing three agents. You're the only one they want to deal with. So right. Understand there's light at the end of the tunnel, right? There's light at the end of the tunnel where, you know, this isn't your new life where you have to fight over listings for the rest of your life. This is just the beginning of your career where you have to get yourself established first. And then you've earned the right to not have to compete anymore. And then things get a lot easier. Right. And that side of your career. And that's where you really kind of take things to another level with leveraging, building out teams, building brokerages, opening up mortgage companies, coaching agents for free, speaking all over the world, writing books, trying to change the world.
Right.
I like that. Yeah.
And I think like every real estate agent's goal is to not just call the prospect, but have the prospect call them.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of hard work to get there. What would you advise like new real estate agents that are scared to grab the phone and make phone calls to get into that game? What kind of advice would you give them?
My first question is, why are they scared? You know, because the most common answer is, I don't know.
Right.
So now they don't even know what they're scared of. Right. Which is crazy. So, I mean, that's the first thing is to realize that you're not even scared of anything, you know, and then you really break it down. They're like, well, rejection, looking dumb or not being experienced, or what if they say yes? Those are all answers that I get a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is who cares?
Right.
Right. The universe doesn't care that you're scared. Mm-hmm. Right. Winners are going to pick the phone up and make the calls and build their business.
Definitely.
And the losers are going to make excuses or figure out reasons why not and keep themselves busy doing other things other than building their business. So what happens is those agents become successful too. It just takes them 10, 15, 20 years to get there. Right. Whereas the guy that's just knocking out conversation after conversation after conversation, doing it the old fashioned hard way, right, gets there in 3 to 5 years because he's accumulating so many relationships so much rapidly.
Absolutely.
That he just gets there quicker. So listen, you just got to look yourself in the mirror and say, do I want to be there in 3 to 5 years and just put some blood, sweat, and tears into this? Or do I want to just prolong this entire process and, you know, spend the next 20 years trying to get there? You know what I mean? So they're not scared of anything. They're scared of the boogeyman. They're scared of the dark. They're scared of you know, their own shadow. It doesn't matter. The universe doesn't care. Clients don't care. People are closing deals every single day,
yep,
right? With a real estate agent. So the fact that you want, you know, you're doing yourself and your clients, and people in the community, a disservice by not making the calls because they need you. And you're denying them the opportunity to work with you by not calling them. Furthermore, you're letting your whole family down because you can be way more successful. But you're not as successful as you could be because you're scared of what somebody might think of you. What about what your family thinks of you when you're not producing and giving them the best life that they can possibly have? It just, it makes zero sense, right? I understand like the fear and anxiety and worried about it. I get that part, but I don't understand the paralyzation, right? Stopping you in your tracks and not allowing it, allowing that to prevent you from doing what you know you need to do, right? To live the best life you can live.
I think, Ricky, I think what one of the problems for with that is also is, like, there's a lot of fear, like you said, and then there's a lot of like distraction from the sides that's pulling you. Like, what if he says no? What if he says? But at the end of the day, the main factor that goes with this is that, do you want to be successful or not? Like, that's the question that we as agents should be asking ourselves, because the more you market yourself, the more deals you're gonna get. The less you market yourself, and the less time you're in front of the your clients, the less that deals you're gonna do. So I think that's a big factor in this business. And if you can market yourself, you know, all over the, you know, place and represent yourself as saying, I'm an agent, you know, I want to sell your house. Please use me. Then you'll, you know, do really great in this business. Like, there's one agent who's top agent in Utah. He markets everywhere. And I think marketing is a big factor, and word of mouth is a big factor too, but marketing will definitely take you places as being a real estate agent. Because think about this, there's so many competition. There's so many real estate agents, you know, coming every single day in real estate. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Aziz. But aside from getting, you know, making calls and things like that, Ricky, how are you, you know, handling all those things in your life? You're doing real estate, you're doing mortgage, you're doing coaching for free. And you're also, you know, handling, you're spending time with your family. How are you like spending,
are you doing that?
All this up and handling those things in your life?
Well, I mean, it's a very jam-packed schedule, I can tell you, right? It's very jam-packed, but I think you just have to realize that I've been doing this for 20 years. And a lot of people that ask me that, they, you know, I'm like, okay, well, how long have you been doing this? And they're like, 3 years. And I said, well, see, that's what you don't get. See, for 20 years, I've been putting systems in place, right? I've been learning how to leverage. I've been learning how to build machines that basically work for me. So I've just got so many systems in place that everything kind of runs with little effort, right? Yeah. But I'm still putting forth like so much effort every day to keep each little thing running at maximum capacity, right? Even though I'm just putting 20% of my time here, 20% of my, if I was just doing one thing, I would just be sleeping on the couch for half the day, right? Because I have the machine in place that keeps that one thing running at maximum capacity, right? But what I do is if I find a hole, like if I get a machine put in place that takes care of this over here, well, I'm going to find something to plug that time up with that's productive, either on the next venture or to add to another venture or something like that. You know what I mean? So, yes. It's just a matter of baby stepping into and just building layers of systems, you know, onto what you're doing, and take your time with it. You know, like I did nothing but real estate for 15 years, nothing, didn't even do social media at all. Right. Just real estate, so that I could dial that in and get that system put in place. So 15 years of real estate before I even start writing books and doing social media at all. Mm-hmm. Right. Then when I'm doing writing books and social media, that's all I'm doing right then, to take up the time that I used to spend trying to build my business that I didn't do anymore. Now I'm just learning to coach and building a coaching business, right? Then I get into building the brokerage and building the team. Once I have that going pretty good, then I'll add mortgages, right? Once I get mortgages running pretty good, we'll see what's next. You know what I mean? So until I want to just call it a day and just kind of, you know, go to Puerto Rico and just chill, right?
You're absolute beast, Ricky.
Yeah, you are a beast.
But yeah, I think it's almost time to, you know, wrap this up. I want to ask you last question here. What advice would you give to like a new real estate agent, anyone that's getting into this business, you know, just getting their license and wanting to build their business up? What kind of advice would you give them?
I would say everybody's situation is totally different. You know, I think everyone should DM me on Instagram and say, hey, I'm getting in the business, and let me kind of ask them questions specifically to see what they got going on. And you know, because everybody's situation is different, journey's different, have different things going on. So it's not like a one size fits all situation. What I can say is that be ready for the roller coaster, right? The emotional roller coaster that you're about to go on. And just keep yourself grounded, right? Think about the first 2 years as a complete learning curve, and then really ramp up for year number three. You know, take everything you learned in year number one, try to make 100,000 year number two, and year number three, sky's the limit. You've got some systems in place. Let's really crush it, right? And then year three, four, five, you know, you can kind of move into that top 10 in your market and kind of keep crushing it to year 8, 9, 10, start thinking about building a team. You know, so it's a progression, right? Yeah. You gotta go through. It's just like anything else, man. You gotta pay your dues. There's no way around it. You gotta put that sweat equity in. Yeah. It's not gonna be easy, but it's well worth it. You know, it's well worth it.
So it's like long-term game, long-term thing.
Always, you have to be.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for reaching out. Coming to this podcast, Ricky. Really appreciate it. If you want to shout out your social medias, you're more than welcome to. And after that, we'll close it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Everybody go to Instagram and follow me there. Ricky Caruth, also YouTube. I'm also on LinkedIn and TikTok and Facebook and everywhere else. ZeroToDiamond.com is our free coaching program. So be sure to go there and check out our 60-day challenge. And reach out to me on IG. I answer all those DMs every day myself personally.
All right. Thank you so much, Ricky.
Yep.
Appreciate your time.
Yep. See you guys.
Yeah.
You go, guys.